This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the aim of this blessed month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, which is to increase our love for Allah and our fear of Allah and our hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every night and each and every morning as you begin your day and end it with your fast, always make sure that you seek to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that love, but a consciousness of fear and a hope for his forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala. My topic with you inshaAllah is al-Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be asked by the Sahaba often, حَدِّثْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ مَا بِنَاؤُهَا. O Messenger of Allah, talk to us about paradise. Talk to us about Jannah that Allah has promised to give us and his inheritance as a place where we can be for the rest of our eternity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile and he would say, هِيَ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَأْ. I swear to you by the Lord of the Kaaba, it is a shimmering, radiant light. وَنَهْرٌ مُطَّرِدْ. It's full of full rivers that smooth and that are full in their movement throughout its Jannah. وَهِيَ رَيْحَانَةٌ تَهْتَزْ. It is like a fragrant flower in the wind that wafts its scent and its mist all around. It is something that is desired from afar, but when one enters it, can understand its joy and its beauty. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the buildings of Jannah are made from the things that you and I prize in this life. He said that the building you own, the real estate that is yours and your belonging, cannot be taken by others. It is something that you have invested hard work in this life, so it is given to you in contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the structure of the building is not cement or rocks or concrete or clay, but rather a brick of gold and a brick of silver. وَمَلَاتُهَا الْمِسْكِ. And the cement that holds the bricks together is a fragrant scent and musk. They said, O Messenger of Allah, are we able to enjoy the things that we did in this life there? One of the men of the Ansar, he was a farmer. And he wasn't a farmer because it's his job, but because he enjoyed it. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fil jannah, in Jannah, can I farm my own land? Can I put seeds in the ground and see the joy of them growing? And can I eat from what I produce? And the Prophet ﷺ smiled to him and said, yes, whatever it is that you seek from Allah will be provided for you there. And in Jannah, you are able to do the things you enjoyed in this life. One of the most powerful hadith comes from Sahih Muslim, where Musa alayhi salam asks Allah. He says, Ya Rabbi, ma adina ahlul jannati manzila. O my Lord, what is the lowest rank for a person in paradise? Someone who comes into paradise and that's it. Nobody is less than him. That man, that woman, they're the least happy, least privileged in Jannah. Because everybody else is going to be higher. So the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّهَا لِرَجُلٍ. This place will be given to one man. يَجِيءُ بَعْدَ أَنْ دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُخْرِجُهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He will be brought out of hellfire by the command of Allah through the shafa'ah of the Prophet ﷺ finally. And he will be the last one to exit hellfire. Now in Jannah, there will be different races of people. What do I mean by races? I don't mean by color of skin or by language, but I mean as to who entered Jannah first. So one type of people, the Prophet refers to them as al-Juhannamiyun. In Jannah, you'll meet a person and say, oh, you're from the people of Jahannam. You're the one who just came out of Jahannam. Because the body will still be scarred from some of the pain and the suffering that one has endured. And even though they have been forgiven and entered into Jannah, it lasts with them until the mercy of Allah absolves them of it completely. The Prophet ﷺ said, one of these people, one of the Juhannamiyun, the last of them, will come out of hellfire. فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا. He will look back at it. وَيَقُولْ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَجَّانِي مِنْ. Most blessed is my Lord Allah, who finally saved me from you. فَلَمْ يُعْطَ أَحَدًا مِثْلَ مَا أُعْطِيتَ قَدْ. Nobody is more privileged than me today. He hasn't even entered Jannah. Hasn't even smelt it or seen it. And Allah will say to this person, Ya Abdi Ma Turid. SubhanAllah, the ulama, they speak about this statement. In the next life, you don't ask Allah for anything. It's Allah who asks you. Because this world, we're the ones who ask, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, guide me. Oh Allah, cleanse me. Oh Allah, heal me. You're the one who pursues Allah. But when you deserve the mercy of Allah, Allah then pursues you. Abdi ma turid. What do you want, my servant? So the person will say, Oh Allah, all I need is a tree and a small river of water or a small place that I can drink. أَسْتَظِلُّ بِذِلِّهَا. I can use its leaves as shade and drink from its water. That's all I need. And Allah will make a tree appear for him at a distance. He will say, that's it. Ya Allah, if you give me this, I promise I won't ask for anything else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he will ask for something else. So Allah says, okay, go over there. فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ فَإِذَا أَتَاهَا وَاسْتَظَلَّ بِذِلِّهَا وَشَرِبَ مِنْ مَائِهَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah puts a little bit further down, closer to Jannah. He hasn't even seen Jannah. Further down, something that looks like a bunch of trees and a smaller, a nicer river. And he will say, Ya Rab. And Allah will say, Abdi ma turid. Why are you at? What do you need now? He will say, Ya Rab, udnuni min hadhihi shajar. Oh Allah, can I have that one? It's bigger. It's fruits. It's river. فَيَعْذُرَهُ رَبُّهُ. His Lord knows and has given him the excuse and lets him go. Until finally Allah puts a tree near the door of Jannah. فَسَمِعَ صَوْتُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The person will hear the delight of the people inside its gates. Jannah has been given 8 gates or 8 major levels. None enter it except if they have a bitaqa, a passport. The hadith of al-bitaqa is a beautiful hadith. It is musalsalun. It is a chain of hadith where the Prophet ﷺ smiled each time he narrated it. And the hadith of al-bitaqa is a hadith that I love very much because everyone in the chain of narration is an Egyptian or lived in Egypt. Amr ibn al-As, his son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, all of them narrated from the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Where the Prophet ﷺ said, No one لا يدخل الجنة أحد إلا ومعه بطاقة مكتوب في بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أدخل عبدي جنة عالية قطوفها دامية. The Prophet ﷺ said, No one will be able to enter Jannah without a passport. And it'll be written in it with the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Gracious. Allow this servant of mine to enter paradise. and give him a higher station and a place where he can enjoy its fruit and its enjoyment. So the person hears what's inside Jannah. He says, Ya Rabb, can I see what's inside there? Can I look? And Allah will say, go look. فَيَنْظُرُ فِيهَا فَيَظُنُّ أَنَّهَا مَلْأَى He'll look, but it will seem, Allah will make it seem completely full, no space. And Allah will say, عَبْدِي مَا تُرِيدُ You say, Ya Rabb, I just wanna, can I just go in? Can I just go inside? And Allah will say, did you find room? And he will say, Ya Rabbi, innaha mal'a. So Allah will say to him, look again, and it's full again. And Allah will say to him, Abdi, and this is where I want you to pay attention. Abdi, will you be happy? أن يكون لك ملك من ملوك الدنيا Would you be happy now if I finish everything with you by giving you a kingdom from that which the kings of your earth ruled with? Would you be happy to be like a king, to have the wealth of a king? The man will say, Yeah, بلى يا رب. A kingdom? I just came out of there. جهنم. Kingdom? فيقول الله إنها لك. I give it to you. وَمِثْلَهُ 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 And I give you that kingdom over and over and over and over and over. And on the fifth one, the person will say, يَا رَبِّكْ تَفِيدْ Oh Allah, that's enough. One of the Sahaba hearing this hadith when it was being narrated, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said, وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ لقد سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لك كل ذلك وعشر أمثال I give you those five kingdoms and I swear to you the Prophet continued and said صلى الله عليه وسلم you have those five kingdoms and 10 times its amount Jannah is priceless Musa, when he hears that this is the lowest level in Jannah, he's Musa alayhi salam. He's not an average prayer. He's not me and you. That's for you and I. Musa said, Ya Rabbi, in kana adnaha, fama balu a'laha. If this is the lowest, what is the highest? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tas'al, fa'ulaika alladhina gharastu karamatahum biyadayhi. Musa, don't ask because you won't understand it. You can't picture it and understand it. For they are the one whose honor I planted with my own hand. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا لَمْ تَرَى عَيْنٌ وَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ أُذُنٌ وَلَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ In it for them, those who excel, those who do better, is what no eye has seen or could see. No ear could hear about or understand. وَلَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ No heart or mind could conceptualize it. So Musa was quiet. Jannah is beyond what you and I can envision. And in that is the greatest reward that what is in Jannah that waits for you and I is our Lord Allah Rabbul Izzah. It is a part of our belief as the people of Islam that you will be able, once have entered into Jannah, to be given the greatest joy possible for us. To be near, not the prophets alone, not just our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone, but to be fi maq'adi sidq 'inda malikin muqtadir. But to be in a place of truth, because you were truthful to Allah in this life, You are with the one who possesses all truth and able to look upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers all of us and our families and loved ones in the highest levels of Jannah with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pray that Allah opens to us the door of Ar-Rayyan as a consequence of us remaining fasting in obedience to Him. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد The first ayah in the Quran where Allah describes Jannah is in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2.5 pages in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when people enter Jannah, this is the first time the word Jannah is mentioned in the Quran. The people, when they enter it, when you and I will first enter Jannah, utu biha mutashabiha. They will look at it and say, I thought we saw similar things like this in the life that we were in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I to know that what is here and now is not what is there and then. What is here and now has no similarity in its taste, in its structure, in its experience, in its moment, in its time. Jannah, there's no day and night. There's no sickness or illness. There's no urinating or going to the bathroom or defecating. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we eat, what happens? Do we eat? He said, you will eat to enjoy yourself. Well, what happens? How do we process the food? He said, فَإِنَّهُ رَشْحٌ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. You will have a little bit of a sweat that is a fragrance of musk. مَنْ يَدْخُلْ فِيهَا يَنْعَمُ وَلَا يَبْنَسُ. The one who enters it finds delight and never sorrow. وَيَخْلُدْ وَلَا يَمُوتْ. Lives eternally and never will face the death and the separation of it again from loved ones. وَلَا تَبْلَى ثِيَابُهُ وَلَا يَفْنَى شَبَابُهُ. Your youthfulness will never depart. Your clothing will never be worn out. Nothing you care for will ever be removed from us. تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا. And I end with this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Jannah, you will be given a Jannah that you've inherited. One that you work for through the mercy of Allah. And Allah tells us that for each of us, Jannatan are two Jannahs. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, whenever any human being is created by Allah, جُعِلَ لَهُ مَقْعَدًا فِي النَّارِ وَمَقْعَدًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Each and every one of us has a place in Jannah and a place in hellfire created for us. And as you live your life, you are choosing which of the two outcomes which is already known to Allah. And when, alhamdulillah, I and you enter Jannah, it leaves behind in hellfire an empty seat, an empty home, an empty place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the unbelievers and the sinful, يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Double the punishment they receive. One that they had and one that they take from you. But then there's also their empty place in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا. I give you this place in Jannah as an excess beyond what you earned. Some of us will earn 10, 20, 100,000 inheritance. Others, at minimum, will earn two. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more than two jannas. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the energy in these final 10 days, these final 5 days of Ramadan, to worship Him and to beg of Him and to seek of Him and to open our hearts to Him. To fix our mistakes between us and Him and our mistakes between us and others. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are successful in this life and the next. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. I ask Allah to protect our staff and our students, our school and its administrators, that Allah guides our parents and our children and teachers and our principal to that which is pleasing to Him and protects us from that which is sinful. Allahumma ameen. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.